Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 53. So far, we've been looking at the present tense and indeed talking a little bit about what you're going to do at some point in the future. Today, we're going to take things into the past and we'll look at a tense called the preterite tense and learn the conjugation for AR verbs in the preterite. I hope you enjoy the lesson. Okay, as I said, it's time to take a step back into the past, and we're going to talk about things that happened in the past. Now, it's quite important that we consider carefully what kind of past we're talking about. People sometimes talk about the past tense, and I don't want to put you off, but there's more than one past tense in Spanish, depending on which type of past tense you're thinking about, or past occurrence. Think in English, for example, we would say, I did my Spanish homework. I was doing my Spanish homework. I have done my Spanish homework. I had done my Spanish homework. I used to do my Spanish homework. There's lots of different tenses in English as well. And the one that we're going to be talking about today, and indeed in the next few lessons, is that the tense that is a narrative tense. It's something that tells the story. So it's called the preterite tense in Spanish. El pretérito indefinido.
El pretérito indefinido.
And just to clarify, it's the tense that we use for single actions that happened once in the past. And that happened once business is quite important. Okay? Let's imagine the situation. This morning, I got out of bed. I washed. I had a shower. I shaved. I put on my clothes. I ate my breakfast. At the moment, I'm telling you a story about what I did. These are all single actions that happened in the past. Okay? And I know I'm probably making a little too much of this at the moment, but it's really important that we remember this, because when we come to do other tenses in the past, this single completed action is quite important. Now, in Spanish, there's a tense for this, it's the preterite tense. And just like the present tense, we'll need to learn different forms of the verb for each person. And this is where it probably gets a little complicated, because you've been thinking, for example, with hablar, hablo, hablas, habla, hablamos, habláis, hablan in the present tense. But now we're going to have to learn our preterite endings. And they're very easy. Let's start with I spoke. Okay, I spoke. Yesterday, I spoke to my mother. Hablé.
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 Hablé con mi madre.
Hablé con mi madre.
I spoke, literally, with my mother. Hablé con mi madre.
Hablé con mi madre.
So, if it's hablé, for I spoke, how would you say, yesterday, I sang a song? So, let's just take I sang.
Canté.
Canté. Okay, so yesterday I sang a song. Ayer canté una canción. Or una canción. So, canté.
Canté.
Hablé.
Hablé.
How would you say I danced?
Bailé.
So, at the weekend, I danced with my friend. Bailé.
Bailé.
Bailé con mi amigo or con mi amiga.
Bailé con mi amigo o mi amiga.
Bailé.
Bailé.
Okay. So far we've had canté, hablé, bailé. So the I form or the yo form of the preterite tense of an AR verb ends in e. And this is written E with an acute accent. So hablé, H-A-B-L-E with an acute accent. Hablé, canté, bailé. Now, if I'm asking you, Cara, did you speak Spanish? I wouldn't say hablé, because that's I spoke. I would say hablaste.
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 Entonces, Cara, ¿hablaste español ayer?
Sí, hablé español.
Muy bien. So, ¿hablaste, did you speak español, Spanish, ayer? Ayer is?
Yesterday.
So, did you speak Spanish yesterday? Ayer, ¿hablaste español?
Sí, hablé español ayer.
I spoke Spanish yesterday. Cara, ¿ayer cantaste una canción?
Sí, canté una canción.
Muy bien. So, ¿cantaste? Did you sing? I sang was?
Canté.
Canté. Cara, ¿ayer bailaste con tu amigo?
Sí, ayer bailé con mi amigo.
Yeah, just watch your stress, bailé.
Bailé con mi amigo.
And that stress is really important, particularly in this preterite tense, because there really is a stress on the e. Canté, hablé, bailé. So, ayer, ¿bailaste con tu amigo?
Sí, bailé con mi amigo.
Muy bien. So, es canté, cantaste, and to say he or she or it sang, you would say cantó.
Cantó.
Now, you're starting to think immediately, cantó, that's I sing in the present tense, but it's not. Listen to the stress. I sing in the present tense is canto.
Canto.
And in the preterite tense, he or she or it sang is cantó.
Canto.
Canto, canto.
Canto, canto.
Okay, it's so important this, that you really get this stress right and really think about it, because in Spanish, in the preterite tense, the he, she or it part of an AR verb is written with the ending O with an accent. So, canto.
Canto.
Bailó.
Bailó.
Habló.
Habló.
As opposed to canto, bailo, hablo. Okay. So, let's run through some of these again. Cara, durante las vacaciones are the holidays, so durante las vacaciones, ¿bailaste en la discoteca?
Sí, durante las vacaciones, bailé en la discoteca.
Muy bien. So I can now say reporting back about Cara. Durante las vacaciones, Cara bailó en la discoteca. Okay? So, otra pregunta. Cara, durante las vacaciones, ¿hablaste español?
Sí, durante las vacaciones, hablé español.
So, again, reporting back, I can say, durante las vacaciones, Cara habló español. And another example. Cara, durante las vacaciones, ¿cantaste una canción de Navidad?
Sí, durante las vacaciones, canté una canción de Navidad.
Muy bien. Once more, I can report back and I can say, durante las vacaciones, Cara cantó una canción de Navidad. So, running through this again, I sang, canté.
Canté.
You sang, cantaste.
Cantaste.
And he, she, it, or indeed you, polite, sang, cantó.
Cantó.
Canté, cantaste, cantó.
Canté, cantaste, cantó.
Bailé, bailaste, bailó.
Bailé, bailaste, bailó.
Hablé, hablaste, habló.
Hablé, hablaste, habló.
Now, you know what's coming. We've done I, you, he, she, and it. We need to go on and do we, you, they.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Let's go on with we, and you're going to love this one because it's exactly the same as the present tense. So it's hablamos.
Hablamos.
Cantamos.
Cantamos.
Bailamos.
Bailamos.
And you're probably beginning to think, so how do we know if it's we sing or we are singing or indeed we sang? Well, you know from the context. If I say, hoy cantamos una canción, today we're singing a song. Ayer cantamos una canción. Yesterday we sang a song. Okay, so we can tell from the time phrase that's associated with it. So, hablamos, cantamos, bailamos. Let's move on to the you plural informal used in Spain form. And that is hablasteis.
Hablasteis.
It's kind of like a plural form of hablaste, which makes sense. Hablasteis.
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 Cantasteis.
Cantasteis.
Bailasteis.
Bailasteis.
Okay.
So it's pretty difficult to say.
Yeah. Bailasteis.
Bailasteis.
Okay. Bailasteis.
Bailasteis.
Cantasteis.
Cantasteis.
Hablasteis.
Hablasteis.
Okay. And then finally, the they form. Or the you, plural, polite form. And that is hablaron.
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 Cantaron.
Cantaron.
Bailaron.
Bailaron.
Okay. Now the ending there is aron. A-R-O-N. Aron.
Aron.
Bailaron. Cantaron. Hablaron.
Bailaron, cantaron, hablaron.
Muy bien. Let's go through a whole verb now. We're going to take hablar to speak, and we're going to say I spoke, you spoke, he, she, or it spoke, we spoke, you spoke, they spoke. Hablé.
Hablé.
Hablaste.
Hablaste.
Habló.
Habló.
Hablamos.
Hablamos.
Hablasteis.
Hablasteis.
Hablaron.
Hablaron.
Hablé, hablaste, habló.
Hablé, hablaste, habló.
Hablamos, hablasteis, hablaron.
Hablamos, hablasteis, hablaron.
It's pretty difficult in the second half there. Hablé, hablaste, habló.
Hablé, hablaste, habló.
Hablamos, hablasteis, hablaron.
Hablamos, hablasteis, hablaron.
Yeah, hablasteis.
Hablasteis.
Hablamos, hablasteis, hablaron.
Hablamos, hablasteis, hablaron.
Muy bien. Let's take bailar. Bailé, bailaste, bailó.
Bailé, bailaste, bailó.
Bailamos, bailasteis, bailaron.
Bailamos, bailasteis, bailaron.
Yeah, there's definitely a rhythm that you need to get into here, and it's only with practice that you can get this. And I have to say, I know a lot of listeners have been saying that we don't need to learn this vosotros form, this asteis or the ace in the present tense, but I think without it, the rhythm doesn't work. Baile, bailaste, bailó, bailamos, bailaron. I think that's missing something. Baile, bailaste, bailó, bailamos, bailasteis, bailaron. And let's finally take cantar. Canté, cantaste, cantó. Cantamos, cantasteis, cantaron.
Canté, cantaste, cantó. Cantamos, cantasteis, cantaron.
Cantasteis.
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 Canté, cantaste, cantó. Cantamos, cantasteis, cantaron.
Canté, cantaste, cantó. Cantamos, cantasteis, cantaron.
Muy bien, muy bien, muy bien, muy bien. Okay. What we're going to do now, just before we finish, is look at two or three phrases that will help you practice these verb tenses. The first of them is durante las vacaciones.
Durante las vacaciones.
During the holidays. Okay. Durante las vacaciones.
Durante las vacaciones.
We've also heard today, ayer.
Ayer.
Which means, of course, yesterday. Ayer.
Ayer.
You could talk about la semana pasada.
La semana pasada.
Last week. La semana pasada.
La semana pasada.
Okay. And another thing that you could say is maybe 2 years ago. So, hace dos años.
Hace dos años.
Okay. So, let's think of some examples here. How would you say, 2 years ago, we sang a song?
Hace dos años cantamos una canción.
Muy bien. I know this is probably a silly example, but it's getting you into the way of doing this with fairly easy things. How would you say, during the holidays, I danced with Enrique Iglesias?
Durante las vacaciones, bailé con Enrique Iglesias.
Muy bien. And finally, what about last week, she spoke with my mother?
La semana pasada, habló con mi madre.
Muy bien. Okay, I want you to go through these verbs this week and really practice them and get into that rhythm so that you can say, canté, cantaste, cantó, cantamos, cantasteis, cantaron, without even thinking about it.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code coffeebreak at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.